This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hello, boys.
Hello.
He's smiling.
How's things?
How's things with you? Well, how's things with all of us?
What a lovely, yeah.
Let's start every part like this. How's things
nice,
with
isn't it?
You, Alfie?
Well, I've been all over the place today, I must admit.
Busy bee.
Fucking hell.
Nice haircut.
Thank you. Yeah, I haven't showered in a couple of days, John. I will level with you there.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying to me actually about how is it that you go like a few days without showering at a time so that you don't get like greasy hair? Is that a thing? Was that you?
No, I never said that. I don't know why you're putting my head to my mouth. Last week David was talking about the bloody warts on my nuts. Now you're talking about my greasy hair.
No. It's known fact if you overwash your hair, it can become greasy.
No, I've been so busy. I honestly just haven't had time.
So busy today?
Yeah.
To have a shower?
What have you been doing? You've been singing?
Singing this morning. Straight on, just been editing ever since. Well, suppose not.
Singing this morning, editing this
Singing my heart out this morning.
Wow, what are you singing?
I just got some new, just demoing. You like the sound of that?
Yeah, I want to know. Oh, fuck. Hey, you always bring things up. It's like, oh, I can't talk about it. We've got to talk about Bristol Rovers.
Look, I go in there. I go, let's write a song.
What? You go in where?
Recording studio.
Whose?
This lovely boy, Adam, I record with today. Well, I've done a couple this week. One was in London. This one's in where I live, in Bury. Just making tunes.
Right, what are you recording your songs on? Like Logic or something?
Yes, today was Logic. Last week was Ableton.
So you record like a basic idea and you get...
I'll tell you what happens. No. I come in there.
No. I'm talking about Logic at the moment.
Why are we talking about Logic?
Because I want to know. We've got to talk about Bristol Rovers. How are we doing this?
No, hang on, no.
I want to know when you're in your bedroom, what are you doing?
Oh, I see. You want to know from scratch.
I want to go nuts and bolts.
Well, it depends, doesn't it?
Like, you put a bass line down,
like
a
arsehole.
Drum beat, and a little melody, and then go, oh, baby, baby. And you go, yeah, I quite like that. Baby, baby. Yeah, okay. And then you go, Adam, can I come in? What's your song? That's called Baby, Baby. Forget about that. I haven't worked out the lyrics yet. But is that it? And then you put real instruments on it.
No.
You've got to start with the instruments and then add the lyrics, surely.
No. He's on the right lines for me. Everyone's different.
Do you?
I sometimes do it that way.
The guessing guy.
Okay, let's guess. Let's guess how we do it.
Do you come up with a melody, like the tune, and then the vocals, you just gobbledygook to get the vocal melody, and then you...
Yes. We're there. Yeah, so just doing a bit of that.
So it could be Simple Simon Met a Pieman, y'all. And then you go
Simple,
like,
Simple Simon Met a Pieman. Was that?
Yeah.
What if we said Barman?
Pieman.
Barman? Pieman.
But then you go, oh, I can't put that out, so maybe I'll go, you change those lyrics.
I'm not thinking so literally. So I don't go, oh, I can't put that out. I go, I've just said Simple Simon. There's and I'm going, it doesn't even cross my mind that that might even be a possibility.
That's just it's there. Not usually that's words. Just a melody.
That's there.
It's not even, oh, see, so it's just da da ba da da.
Sometimes it's this. And then you occasional words.
Yeah, and you go, oh, it might fit that something, 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 something.
Yeah. Sometimes you go, did I just say pieman? I just said pieman. And then you say,
delete.
So what can... yeah. I quit music as a whole.
Oh, wow.
I've just said pieman.
Do you take a notebook around with you for like for any inspiration that you may get?
Notes on my phone.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. That
Will they be the odd line?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, fuck, I'm such an arsehole. It's just wanky, isn't it? But yeah, sometimes I think of something and think that would be cool.
Can you give us a line from your notes now?
Yeah.
We'll be getting onto Bristol Rovers. It is Bristol Rovers, isn't it? Not Bristol City.
Yeah, Bristol Rovers, yeah. How many times did I say it on the radio last night for you to forget the next day?
By the way,
I actually don't want to read this out.
Yeah.
By the way, what?
I can't do it.
I loved it.
Sorry, I don't even know. Yeah,
go on,
I can't do it.
Let's
talk about Bristol Rovers. I really can't do it. I'm going to have a...
I'm from Bury St. Edmunds.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. Every time I go to say it, I cannot physically do it.
That's why we're going to just sit on this until it comes out.
Okay. Do you know what it is? I'm just so... it's just so... There's something about it, like, oh, I've written this. I don't know.
I know. No, this is good enough to write down, basically.
Yeah. And then I'm going, yeah. So then when I read it to you, I've gone, this is what I think's good.
I know. You don't have to read it. It's just fun, isn't
Thank
it?
You. Is it? I'll send you the song. I'll send you the demo. How about that instead?
Let's hear it.
I just can't.
Let's hear it standalone.
You can go a cappella if you need. David can do the background and
yeah,
I can ad lib.
I genuinely am looking at this now, thinking it's shit, and I've completely lost confidence
in
it.
But it's not.
No, it's fantastic. I can't do
it. Can you tell us what's it about? What's the premise?
Yeah, what's the gist? Is it about a girl? Is it about how you're feeling?
Can't do this. I'm not going to talk about... Yeah, it's about a girl.
It's about this kind of fantasy girl, fantasy figure.
I'll tell you what it's about. It's about... I'm getting really bad anxiety.
It's about time we talk about Bristol Rovers.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, don't worry about
it. No, it's really interesting, though.
Yeah, yeah. It is, I guess.
So you pester me for transfer news, but you can't give me a little line out your song.
Yeah, but... Yeah, no, that. Do you know what? That's true. That's so true, John. But yeah.
Do you want me to give you a lyric from my song that I wrote when I was 18? I think I've told John.
Yeah, you have. I like it, though.
No, I can't.
See, it's horrible, isn't it? No. It feels like getting your waggle out.
Yeah.
It really is so horrible.
Your what?
Your waggle. Your,
Yeah, but I've never ever heard it referred to as that.
Your little waggler.
So, John.
Yeah.
What a night.
A positive night, yeah.
I'll say to this now, I was worried you're going to get blown off the scaffolding.
Could you hear the wind?
Yeah.
It was really bad. I mean, I had like a three quarter bottle of Coke full. That is the worst English I've ever used in my life. Basically, I had a bottle of Coke that was had like one sip out of it, and the wind was so strong it got blown over. But you're not allowed to have lids in football grounds anymore, so it all just went flying on the floor.
Terrible.
So that was a good start to the proceedings.
How are we feeling? How are you feeling?
You look like you've got life back in you.
I don't know. I feel like I'm being lured into a false sense of security. Like, I feel as though that performance was the closest we've been to, like, the way we started the season since I can remember. Since
enjoy it. Just
away.
Enjoy it.
But, yeah. But I think a lot of people are starting to realise... Well, okay, again, that's probably an exaggeration, but I've seen people start to realise that maybe Gary's not so bad tactically, because we outplayed Bristol Rovers completely yesterday. And they have probably double our budget. Some really good players. They had Giovanni Brown on the bench, who would probably start for us every week.
A lot of your ex-girlfriends playing for Bristol Rovers, aren't there?
Who?
Well, just the one.
Oh, is it just the one?
Oh, I thought there was...
I think it's just Giovanni, I think.
Who's your old manager, man?
Oh, yeah, Matt Taylor.
Yeah, that's the main one.
Yeah, but he said in his interview before the game that he's not a man of sentiment, but I am. That man has given me probably the best days of my life, so.
Well, you know what? You rolled him over and you spanked his bottom, so.
I mean, people were calling for Matt Taylor to come in and manage us when Gary was going through his sticky patch, but a lot of Bristol Rovers fans want Matt Taylor out.
Do they?
No one's fucking happy, are they?
That's
one's happy.
Four games without a win. Well, four losses in a row for Bristol Rovers, and the pressure is ramping up on Matty Taylor over in the blue side of Bristol.
So, well, I was told yesterday, which is a lovely bit of wisdom.
Yep.
No one more or less below the top five or six is happy. Only five teams can be semi-happy.
And some of those top five won't be. Leeds United in the Championship. They want one or two.
Alfie, yeah. did you get a chance to watch the game last night?
John, I had the intentions of watching. I really did. But, you know, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I heard you were very jolly, though.
You were, because Nomi was like, we were sat on the sofa, I was watching it. Is that John? Yeah. Blimey. I know. He turns it on for BBC. You sounded as bright as a button.
There were people on Twitter going like, you know, John sounds happy or whatever. Like, John's doing really well. I thought, bit two-faced.
Yeah, everyone's allowed a bad couple of days. Done. It's in the past.
How are you feeling this? If we had lost...
No. Even if we'd lost, it would have been enough there for me to be positive about. I mean,
Before? How about before the game started? Did you think I've got to put a...
I don't know. I went into it trying to be in the mindset of like, right, no matter what happens here, like, we've got to try and stay positive, because I've let the last few results get me down.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, let's just address this issue. Let's put a plaster over this little wound.
The wound. Don't put a plaster over it. Yeah. Lick the wound.
They actually say putting a plaster over is a bad thing.
And we can work on the healing at some point. Hopefully when we're still in League One at the end of the season, that'll probably heal it perfectly fine.
We're 4 points off 11th.
That's the problem, though. It's all too tight around there at the moment to...
That's what she said.
Me.
to get...
And he. Probably more he.
Probably.
But I wasn't interesting listen.
I loved it.
Well, that's all right then, that's all it matters.
Oh, I didn't tell you what happened to me. It's not very interesting. But it was 7:30. I signed into iFollow. So excited. The old screen comes up. I think you're chatting to whoever you're chatting to. Fucking hell, I was so upstairs, onto the sofa, here we go. Garrett, up the stairs, fall over.
Oh, God.
Fall over.
That's not good.
and I'm holding my laptop and it's really loud. I've got it open. I'm sort of outside listening to you lot. And, you know, we've just got to, you know, as long as we get nice and compact. So I'm walking up and I fall over because I've got my laptop. I'm looking after that and I hit my knee on the ground. I can't explain. Oh, forget it.
Really bad pain.
Really bad pain. I hobbled into the just... I put the laptop down on the where the shoes are and I just sort of tumbled into the living room and just fell on the floor. And no, it was David. Can you turn that off? You're playing in the hallway.
I'm so engrossed in this. Why are you breathing so heavily?
Because I was in shock.
Why?
It was so painful.
Because you banged your knee?
No, I thought I'd smashed my kneecap. It was so painful. Any people out there smashed their kneecap right in and...
Yeah, but you didn't.
You let out like a little swear word in pain?
No,
or
it was too much. I was...
I wonder what you did.
And so Naomi was like, David, can you turn it down? She got out of the bath, just saw me like...
What, like...
on the living room floor.
You smacked your knee.
No, but it's more than that.
So how is it today?
But what, how is it? Yeah, what is it more? What's more?
All right, well, I'll pick you up above my head and just throw you on the ground. And
yeah, and if I bang my knee
at that and see, you'll be breathing heavily.
Are you still in pain now?
No.
So you're
he banged your knee. He banged your knee.
Weirdly, it's this no pain.
So did you just? So how long did this got? How much of me? How much of the game? What happened? Did you miss anything?
I reckon about 4 to 5 minutes. I was on the floor in the living room. Naomi came in. You know, I looked
45
like
45 minutes.
4 to 5.
Oh, okay, all right.
45. The first half.
But that,
wait, I know, yeah. I don't like this, because I feel as though you're trying to get Naomi to feel sorry for you and make you feel like a wounded soldier.
I genuinely, it was so painful, and and I was in shock. I'd had my first fall. I'd had a fall.
You didn't have a fall,
that's
you
what
fell.
I was going to ask, David.
Yeah,
that
I think that's
question.
My first fall. And
did
I,
you
no.
That's what it's like when you're 75 and you break your hip.
No, because they're not running up the stairs to watch iFollow with a laptop. They're not trotting up, are they? When my grandma had a fall when she fell off one step.
Big deal.
The porch. She's still not recovered. It was 10 years ago. She even got up in about 3 minutes and got in the car. She's 85.
Why do bones get brittle when you're older? Anyone know the scientific reason for that?
I see your old...
ticker.
Brittle bone syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah.
Osteoporosis.
You're not old enough to be having fools.
No, I think you are.
No.
Well, I felt vulnerable when I was in serious pain for 5 minutes.
If you were 30 years older, I'd be going, fucking hell, David's had a fall on the stairs. But you didn't have a fall, you just fell.
I tripped.
Have your steps got...
How old are you? 49?
And the rest?
I don't know now.
Yes, you do. Just say it's okay.
Yes, I do, to the second.
You can't have a fall until you're 75.
No,
me, I think you can have a fall in your late 60s. 65? Do you reckon there are members of X-Web that have had falls?
Yeah.
God, yes. And they've all hit their heads and not recovered by the looks of it. No, that's too far. And I will take any criticism I get for that comment, because that's really nasty.
David, are your steps, like, covered with a layer of carpet, or are they just straight-up wood?
Concrete.
Concrete?
What
in your house?
Concrete steps
I'm not
your
in
house?
My house. Wakey-wakey, brothers.
Where are you?
It's a long story. Well, it's not. I just go out there, and our house is up, and so we have to go up steps. So it's concrete. It's quite steep.
Oh, you have steps. You have an elevated house.
Yeah.
Man, that isn't. That's risky.
Yeah.
Was it
that's
dark?
Risky.
Dark.
Yeah,
low
it was
light?
Dark. It was.
You fell on some steps. The concrete does change it.
Yeah.
The concrete
oh,
does
it
change.
Really hurt.
I was picturing carpeted stairs.
Yeah, it was on.
Bring it
so
on.
So did you hit your knee on the corner, the ridge of the step, or was it on the flat bit?
No, say the ridge is worse.
Yeah,
say
the ridge.
Well, the ridge would dig in, and but this was like, it hurt. Just accept it hurts. We can move on.
Is it red?
Oh. No, there's nothing there.
That seems strange if you smashed your kneecap on concrete. That wouldn't even be a mark.
Hang on, why is this not working? Testing.
God, he's lost his mind.
Excellent
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway, I guess the point of that story was I was excited to listen.
Okay.
I'm glad you're all right. Scary stuff.
Did you enjoy James's voice like you normally do?
Yes, I said to Nomi something along the lines of, I just love James's voice. Do you know what I mean? She went, yeah, yeah. And the sort of conversation ended, but
that's all right,
we're sort of in agreement.
What are these stories you keep telling? they just go nowhere.
No, that was a valid story. I'll give him that.
He's got a lovely voice.
He has, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He does.
At one moment while we were on air, he was talking live on the show, so it was like a taped up recording, but he was also talking to us. So when he would stop talking to us, we could hear him twice. Oof, it was lovely. Double victory.
Double victory. Imagine double victory. That on your ice cream.
Oof. Yummy, yummy.
So why didn't you watch Alfie? Is it genuinely couldn't be bothered?
No, I really wanted to, but I was editing until God knows what
time.
Could
have had it on, second screen.
It's been a nightmare this week. It's been a nightmare.
Oh, no.
But mostly done now. Mostly done.
Yeah.
Apologies. I was refreshing it on Twitter, and I had nerves. I had stomach butterflies.
You had nerves? God, I nearly threw up.
Well, it's not competition, but I had. I definitely had some sort of nerves, which I thought was quite nice.
That is good. That is very good.
Why the nerves?
Partly because I was worried what would happen to John if he got any lower.
I told you we're past that.
Yeah, but at the time I was thinking, it was because it was an early goal, right?
Yeah, it was horrible.
So I kept refreshing, just being like, and then it was like 8 minutes added on or whatever it was.
Yeah, because Ben Parrington has hurt himself.
Yeah,
big
so
time.
I was worried for Gary, I was worried for John.
So was I. Yeah,
I was worried for the board.
Did
my
it come across
on the
as
board.
Though I was nervous on the radio, David?
Not at all.
Oh
no! Like you sound like a different bloke. I was like, "Where's that one who's been sort of moping around like a
twat?"
Right. Enough of that.
Sorry. Bring him down again.
No, not at all. You were just incredibly professional.
Yeah. Oh, I should have got my I should have brought my notes in. I did. I had quite a few notes. I was well prepared for this.
That's
one.
Cool. That's really cool. That.
I think I had six pages of notes.
Wow. What does it feel like to be on air?
Yeah. What do you mean? What does it feel like to be on air?
They go 3, 2, 1. You're on air. How do you feel? Do you snap in? Do you snap into pro mode, or are you? Because I'd be constantly going. Oh,
I've
God,
I'm
on air.
I've been on the pod a few times, but it doesn't really go as people think. Like you're not really just counted in. The only time you get a countdown is at the end, so you get like a 30-second countdown so they can trail everything together. That's quite nerve-wracking because you've got to finish with at least 12 seconds to let the commentator then say the final. Oh, and it's finished here at the mem. Bristol Rovers 0, Exeter City 1, whatever. But then they say the goal scorer. But that's the only point where it's like a little bit nerve-wracking. But I've always said before, it's really important to get your like preparation before right. So for example, the date of the game, like well, my family know, but I sort of do it at uni now as well, like no swearing around the house. Because if I start to swear there, then
clever.
I slip up on the radio. Or
what would happen if you went, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I'd ever work in the radio again.
But how would they? How would he?
They just have to go, oh, apologies for the, if you heard any language.
But would he be like,
oh God, can you imagine that?
Yeah, oh, I wouldn't be ever asked. Like, I would never get a job in radio again, I don't think.
Let's see how you get out of it. Ready?
Okay, here we go.
So that was a lovely shot there from Sonny Cox. It just hit the crossbar. What do you reckon, John?
That is fucking shit. Oh God.
We apologise to anyone listening. The hell do you think you're doing, John?
I'm sorry, I don't know what came over me. I was just...
I think the iFollow watchers would love it.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking... Oh, sorry. That's what you could get known for.
I don't think you'd go, oh, that was fucking shit.
I don't know if you've seen any of the clips of iFollow, but, like, up north, there's definitely some commentators that really push the lines of what it should be.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, some what game was it? I think it might have been, like, Morecambe and Port Vale or someone a few seasons ago. The commentator for BBC Radio wherever pulls his mic above his head and just starts screaming abuse at the ref. Oh, you've got the bloody booking for that referee.
That's what it should be like.
And then he pulls his mic down and then carries on commentating.
No, wouldn't you want to watch that?
It was entertaining.
God, yes.
There was one point yesterday on iFollow. Honestly, it must have been about a minute. Everything was blurry. Mm. It's like, what am I looking at here? The players were blurry.
Picture?
It was the fucking camera was out of focus.
I hate it when you can hear the sound before, you know, when the sound comes before the picture. So then you hear the commentator go, oh, and he's just missed. And then they take the shot. And that's kind of, it's like spoilers. I hate that.
Yeah. That doesn't happen so much with iFollow, I don't think. iFollow is pretty well synced up audio-wise.
I mean, two or three times, the camera was just there at the dugout and the game was up there by the goal.
Yeah.
It's like, what? What is going... Genuinely, like, is the bloke going, where's my pen? Why hasn't he done that? I'd love to get him on. Just say, why didn't you move the camera around? What the fuck were you doing?
Yeah.
That's your one
well,
job.
I've been in one of those vans before where the person's in charge of changing the cameras.
But there's just the one.
Yeah, with
iFollow,
you only get one.
What?
Yeah.
You get one?
Yeah, when it's pissing down, it'll go like that and just show the rain, then come back down and...
Why is there just one? That seems really
mental.
I think by rules
in League One, you have to have two cameras at the ground, but like you don't have to be able to switch between them. So like I remember that was one of the things that City had to do. When we went up from League Two to League One, you had to have two cameras. But like you don't have to produce them as a second view on iFollow. So you can on iFollow, almost everything that has iFollow will only have one camera just move side to side following the game.
That's a lot of pressure on the camera person, isn't it?
Yeah, and the problem is because of that, they can't get any good images. So like, you know, in the Prem, you might switch to camera like 13 and you can have a zoom up of a player. Well, on iFollow, you can't because if you zoom in on a player, you might miss something that's gone on somewhere else or you can't switch quickly. You've got to literally, you can see the cameraman zoom in and out on iFollow.
That's really bad.
It's so, honestly, it's just a couple of times I was just at the bench for probably 7 seconds and everything was going on down there. What?
Surely there's someone in their ear going, show the bench.
And no, the camera they're not tapped into anything. They're not tapped into producers.
Are you sat near them?
At Exeter City, they're the person to my left.
What about last night?
There'll be commentator to my right, me, and then the iFollow camera operator to be to my left.
What was he doing then?
No, he wasn't. No, this is Exeter City, not at Bristol Rovers.
Right.
At Bristol Rovers, at Exeter City, you're not even in the gantry anymore. But at Bristol Rovers, you're in one of the worst press areas I've ever been in.
Really?
Yeah, I can't. My legs don't fit. I have to put my feet on the chair in front of me.
Oh, that's crap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very cramped.
The ground looked a bit.
It's so wishy-washy, the ground. It's like there's a race course stand on one side. There's a really nice brand new built stand for the like home slash away end. There's another bit next to the race course stand, which is just a four-stepped terrace with a roof. And then another stand. And the stand where I'm in, which is like two floors, but the bottom floor is like standing and the top floor is sitting. Like, it's just very weird. It's all very mixed-matched. But we won. So that's what it really matters.
But come on. So we've had some miserable eps. And we've just won a game.
Yeah, but yeah. I think it's the manner in which we won is the more important thing. we were, I don't know if David will agree, but I thought we were by far the best side in the first half. Like,
oh,
we
absolutely outplayed. They were terrible. They were terrible.
In the second half, we sort of were a little bit more.
But how much of it was weather?
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw the kicking of both keepers. It was terrible. It's what, like, Bill said to us after, that it's the worst conditions he's ever played in as a footballer. So, like, wow. they were really bad. It was raining. I mean, you could hear it on the mics, but we were getting pelted with rain. So imagine what it was like to be, like, having to judge a ball in that weather. But, no, I think the manner in which we won was the most important thing. And at the end of the day, Gary Caldwell's tactics came out on top. So we set up really well. They really struggled to break us down. It's not like a team that's short on quality. They've got John Marquis, who's a more than adequately proven striker at this level, scores goals. Maybe hasn't this season, but can score goals. They've got a really good squad. They had Giovanni Brown on the bench, who, like I said before, would almost certainly be starting for us if he was still at the club.
Did he come on?
Yeah, he was okay when he came on, but he didn't make a massive difference. They just had a lot more of the ball, so it was a good game for Jeff to come on in and try and make something happen. But I thought we defended really resolutely. We were great. I think I said on the radio comments, I can't actually believe what I'm watching. Like, this is not the Exeter City I've seen for the last couple of months. It really felt similar to how we were playing at the start of the season, where we weren't scoring loads, but you just felt we were going to win because if we scored first, we won't concede. I wasn't at any point worried that we would concede. Even their goal that was offside.
God, I was in the second half. I was.
Yeah, I mean, there was pressure, but I mean, they only had one clear cut chance all game. That's all we gave them according to the stats. So that's good enough for me. If we minimise every team in the division to one clear cut chance, we'll be fine.
The league looks insane.
The league is crap.
There's eight teams on 30, 31 points.
The league is really, really poor.
Yeah, that's horrible.
We are closer to mid-table than we are to the relegation zone.
Yeah.
Which is mental.
There we go then.
Just had to cut loads out there, just letting people know in case it's a bit of a right-hand turn.
But another goal for... this feels wrong to turn straight to this, but another goal for Sonny, which is good.
Because Sonny is now scoring in one every three games at the minute?
Every game we've won in the last five, he scored the winner.
So...
Oh, actually, no, he scored in, technically.
You don't. Do you still need three strikers?
No, two.
And James Scott's gone.
James Scott has gone.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Good for it. Good, happy, really good. I'm so happy. Just get as far away from here as you possibly can. Bless him. I hope he really shows what he can do, because technically he's a great footballer. He's just struggling to show it. He's put a lot of pressure on himself. But I wish him the best.
He needs a reset, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's going closer to home, which suits him. It all kind of works. Makes sense. I was asked on the radio yesterday about. John, or what's his name? Joel Nublet? I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah. Any news?
Not that I'm aware of, but the BBC must think it's close, because else they wouldn't have asked me. Like I said on the radio.
By the way, John, why didn't you say it as an early goal for Exeter? And, looks like Parrington is injured.
You didn't do it.
Boy, I'm trying to pursue a professional career, and you guys are trying to make me think.
That's not going to stop you. That's not going to stop you.
Yes, it will.
Injury time.
They will go, what the hell's an injury?
No. Nice early goal for Exeter.
I probably did say early goal, but I didn't cross my mind it was your name.
Oh, I thought you'd be sat there going, oh.
Yeah, everyone was asking for it. You've got a thing or two to learn about show business.
It's not showbiz.
Give the people what they want.
Showbiz. It's not showbiz.
Give the people what they want.
It's not showbiz.
Loads of people tuned in to iFollow last night to hear injury time and early bath.
It's so easy. Injury time. It's so easy to say. No one would bat an eyelid. But loads of people would be very, very happy.
See, Because then I would say it wrong, and it would, I'd make it sound really obvious. Okay. Oh, when the officials put up the scoreboard, there'll be 4 minutes of injury time.
No, I promise you, no one would go, you said injury, not injury. No one's going to say that.
Yeah, but if you can't notice, what's the point? There's no fun in that, surely.
It's no, because we would know.
But you wouldn't, because you weren't listening.
And do you know what? I knew you weren't going to do it. That's why I didn't listen. That's,
yeah, you're correct. I'm not going to jeopardise my professionalism just to get your silly names in there.
What have I got to do to get you to do that?
May I suggest something, Alfie?
Hmm.
Would you put the lyrics early and beer in your new song?
If John says injury time, I'll do
that. No, I don't want my name in your song.
Why not?
Because everyone will just go, oh, he means beer, the drink.
No, I'll say John Beer.
Well, that's good promo, actually. If you say John
I'll give
Beer...
I'll give you a John Beer.
John
you
Beer
give
me,
if you
song.
Can fit John Beer, the sports broadcaster,
I'll just go,
into your goal.
I don't know. I'd just say John Beer.
Do you want a beer? John Beer? John Beer, girl. Yes, please, boy.
It's a bit too early for a beer.
Yeah.
Now it's actually...
Can't be that
this is
early.
Songwriting.
It's injury time.
No, see, you're not the songwriter, John, so don't even try and know what.
Well, you can kiss away your dreams of being mentioned on BBC Radio Devon, if that is your dream.
If you say injury time, I will say John Beer in a song. You get on Radio 1. I get on bloody... I follow Exeter.
Are you going to be on Radio 1?
Well, it's likely if I push it out as a single, it will get on Radio 1. Then you get
what?
John Beer on Radio 1.
If you make a single, they'll play it on Radio 1?
Of course I do.
Who?
Molly King played the last couple. Do you know her?
No.
She's off... what band was she in, John? The Saturdays?
Oh, don't ask me, sir. I haven't
got
a clue about anything.
Have you got a little in with Molly King?
I've got lots of inge. I'm trying to do an inge thing again, but it didn't work.
You two have had a little fling. I can sense it. He's all touching it. Yeah.
Nah.
Molly
Fling.
No.
No. That's my last play done then. Cheers, John.
Looks like you're signing by,
yeah.
Brilliant. No, you can't get a song on iFollow. Don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the Exeter City. Do they play any highlights before?
I'll tell you what we can do, Alfie. Is we can arrange for your song to be played before the game.
They did that with mine.
They did it with yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his was a song about a City player.
No. Mine was the Exeter City one.
Which one? You've made a few, to be fair to you.
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing. Just sing it.
John's laughing.
Yeah, why are you laughing?
No, I'm not laughing, actually, because I thought... No, I didn't think anything. When you first were making these songs, I was thinking, oh, they're quite funny. And then at the end of the season, when we got promoted...
They're not meant to be funny.
Let me talk, please, and then you can have your say. Okay?
Hey, sorry. Good. Sorry, John.
At the end
sorry,
of the season,
Prince.
When we got promoted against Barrow, Alex Hartridge came up to me, and he may have had a couple of beers at this point. He went, can you tell David I like his song? So the players have heard the songs about them.
So I wrote a song about Alex Hartridge about...
It's Alex Hartridge! It's quite catchy. Yeah.
And I was sat there before a game, just on my phone. Hello, David. Hello, Alex. And my brain was going like 100 miles an hour. It's like, I've written a song about you. I've written a song about you and I've talked about your legs and your hair and now I feel like a dickhead.
Yeah. What did he say?
And his hair
he
band.
Was lovely. He was lovely.
He's a lovely bloke.
There's a very uneven power dynamic in that situation, isn't there?
Horrible. But
you make a rod for your own back. You put yourself in positions to make yourself feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but I don't. I never think about the real world, and then I step into it, and I'm like, oh fuck. I'm just in my little office, just, oh, I'll do one about his knob, and then I've got to meet the man with the knob.
The man.
Yeah, you did.
That's a good book, that.
You've probably met several men with knobs.
Wait, so how did you get yours played at the... Who did you pull those strings, John?
Made up.
The yes.
It just wasn't quite loud enough.
Yeah, it was not quiet.
Did you get it mastered? Did you get it mastered?
No.
There you go. That was your issue.
I was just like, I was. It's my song. No one's listening. Everyone's on their phone.
Listen.
I was on the radio and you could hear it was David's song. People were like saying on the radio, oh, David's song's been played through the tunnel. So like it was must have been pretty loud.
Oh.
I don't think you should be embarrassed, David.
Thank you, John.
I think they're good.
Funny,
I think
they're quirky. Good.
Where are we at, John? Come on.
Bring us home.
Where are we? In a better position.
I think we're absolutely fine.
Mm-hmm.
What, say that again, sorry. You think we're
I think we're absolutely fine.
Yeah. I think, like I've said before, don't want to be boring old John, but I think we're just a couple of little strikers away from being more than fine. More than
not
fine.
Little, if that guy comes.
I think if we set up correctly, if we are a little bit more relaxed, which I hope these results are starting to do, is relax the players a little bit, because I like Piers Sweeney, for example, was brilliant yesterday. He's coming into his own again, calm, relaxed, winning the ball back, not afraid to try pass. That was the big thing that I wanted to see yesterday. Are we willing to take risks going forward? And we certainly were yesterday. Slotting balls through, even if it didn't quite go through because of the wind or because it was overhit, but taking risks, being direct.
Talk to me about corners.
Yeah, so this did come up as a topic of conversation before with James. And I think me and James are indifferent to the corner routine. I think it should be down to the players or the coaching staff and let's see what works. I think James was more on the side of just get the ball in the box. Which
well, we got the ball in the box a couple of times and it caused problems.
Mixed and matched. They didn't know how to deal with us from corners. We were short a couple of times. And long. I think the main reason the corners were causing them problems is because of the wind.
No. No. These are professional athletes, John.
Nothing to do with the wind. I don't understand what you're alluding to.
Give them credit.
Yeah, okay. No, definitely. And quick shout out to Reece Cole, because yesterday I thought we could have been the best player on the pitch.
Ooh.
High country ball. There was a few times where I was going to play a couple of passes where I thought...
Yeah, the one threaded through to Aitchison.
Not many people in this division can do that.
No. He, do you know what? He's doing a lot of that recently. Those kind of probing passes.
And every time he gets the ball on the edge of the area, I just think we could score. I hit the post yesterday and I thought, oh, God, that would have been...
I wonder if Gary said to him, more probing passes.
Well, we can ask him. Ask him on Saturday. Gary, did you ask Reece Cole to do more probing passes? Luke Harris has been a bigger signing than people realise because of what he's allowing other players to do. Jack Aitchison's no longer the only 10 who's got to carry that ball forward on his own. Jack Aitchison has got so much more time and space on the ball because defenders have got to be worried about Monsieur Luke Harris, which is it's good.
Mm.
Monsieur Luke Harris.
Monsieur.
Mm. Very nice.
Great performance yesterday. Let's build off it. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy, John, I'm happy, mate.
I mean,
what's your new song, Alfie, before we go? What's it called?
My new song?
Yep.
It's not going to be out for months.
Okay. What's it called?
I don't.
Working title.
Yeah. Do you know what it's called at the minute? Putty.
As in, you're malleable. I can work with you and change
correct.
It. Is it that?
Yeah.
I'm not putty to you, girl. Don't try and change me.
No, that's not at all the message.
It's not really called putty, is it?
I don't tend to... Yeah, but I don't tend to say girl and boy too much.
Woman?
I'm quite a big fan of a few of your songs, Alfie.
Definitely
so
not.
I'd be quite interested to see... Can I have a little sneak preview?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. That's all right, then.
Well, of course you can.
Let's write a song for John, Alfie, about being happy.
Well,
happy John.
That is, you just told me.
And then we can play it when you get grumpy again to cheer you up.
Happy John.
Happy John.
This song is never ever going to get made.
Baby. I promise you it will. I promise you it will.
Happy John.
It better not.
I'm already hearing it. I'm already hearing it.
Are you? What are you hearing?
God.
Making me emotional.
Would it be a song you'd perform at a festival, Alfie?
So let's see how it does.
Okay.
Let's see if the people like it.
Happy John.
Oh, it's got to be. Well, for me, let's talk about this in private.
Yeah. Already been a diva.
Can I have a snippet of what's on people's minds? Just quickly.
Imagine they're getting an argument over Happy John. All right, if that's what you want to do, fine. Little does John know, we're at each other's throats.
Oh, God, take it seriously.
I don't think you do, actually.
Happy John. I'm thinking, what's wrong? Happy John, exactly.
Yeah, you're listen to this song, Happy John.
When something's wrong, listen to this song, Happy John. It's lovely. John, you would like to show me. Every time you're grumpy in the WhatsApp, that's just getting posted in.
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to make a song, go viral with it.
Oh, can we get that played at the start of an Exeter game?
Oh,
yeah.
That would be flipping brilliant.
If you get it done before the end of the season, yeah, 100%.
There's just thousands. Happy John.
No, no one joins
Happy
in.
Happy John.
No one joins
listen
in.
Listen to this song if something wrong.
It's really nice, isn't it?
Happy John.
And everyone's it doesn't like, just apply to me.
Even like, even the tops off lads are...
I flipping... I need this.
Yeah, I'd love to put a choir in it, but again, that's just my my creative.
How are you going to hire a choir?
Oh, a little gospel.
Yeah.
Me and you at the front in white suits.
Oh, I'll just
and then they're behind
it.
Us. Oh, you don't want to be. Okay. How would I feel about being front man? I don't know. I have to think about that.
This has gone into a hypothetical. No.
I don't know if I want to be front man.
Well,
Happy John.
God, Gary, imagine Gary doing it.
A cameo.
Yeah. We like the John Barnes rap.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
Gary raps over the middle. Yeah.
What's wrong, John? It's all right, son.
Oh, we've got an American Gary in it.
Yeah, well, they'd obviously spice it up a bit, wouldn't he?
Julian on backing vocals?
He would not get involved.
He would.
Tag E Word.
Chomping at the bit.
What the hell's happening here?
Right. Cheers, guys.
Yeah.